Brethren, you're about to get ordained. This is the Mass of the Holy Spirit. We're asking the Holy Spirit to come down upon you. And what our Lord speaks within these words is the life what the Spirit is supposed to be like. It's the life what you're supposed to live as priests, which means what? That we don't rely on our own things, that we don't make preparation for the journey, but we allow Christ to be our preparation. We allow the Spirit to lead us and to take us. And through our own poverty, that's where God begins to actually be able to do things. It's the same thing when we go out into the parish. You're getting ready to do it. You're going to go to a really great parish. And the people there are going to love you and laud you and think you're the greatest thing in the world. Not because of who you are, but because of who you can bring to them. And it's a great thing of humility to remember, yeah, we have all these great things. We study theology all sorts of amazing ways. We do come with amazing talents that we have that, in truth, nobody since the foundation of the world has the exact same talents that we have. God has brought that forth in us. That's His work. And to recognize that. The people are going to constantly want to turn you into a god. And your one movement is to constantly turn their focus back to He who is God. And so to take that with you, to see that yes, you have the Spirit, but you're not the Spirit. Yes, you walk by His faith, but only by His faith, not by your own. That yes, you fall, you struggle, you have weaknesses, and it's in fact in the very revelation of your own weaknesses that people are actually able to be touched. When you allow yourself to show them that I'm not perfect, it's where they get to see that they themselves are not perfect too, by leading by that same example. What it's talking about in the gospel there is when they were sent out, they were to put themselves in a position where they were weaker than otherwise they could have been. Why? So that the people of God can meet that need. One of the greatest struggles you and I, each one of us have, every priest of Jesus Christ has that same difficulty of how do I allow the people of God to bless me? How do I allow myself to be humble enough to not be self-sufficient, to not be locked away in my rectory, to not do my own thing, so that the people of God have an opportunity to engage in their work of the gospel, which is to bless us as they wish to bless Christ Himself. As we enter through these sacred mysteries which are revealing to us the work of God, you, deacon, you, young seminarian, I, priest, each one of us has to be open to what our Lord wants to strip away from us so that He Himself can be implanted upon us. Only Christ is going to save. And I say that from my own experience. The less and less there's you in the Mass, the less and less your desires are done and accomplished, the more and more the work of the Spirit is. It's the truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.